Now, after dropping below $2 a gallon in Wisconsin and across the country for the first time in 6 years, gas prices are back on the rise.
Both the Wisconsin average and the national average are just slightly above $2 a gallon, with prices expected to continue to rise. This comes at a time, though, when crude oil prices have remained low.
Here to give us the scoop on what to expect at the pump and why is Jim Ritterbusch, president of the Chicago oil trading advisory firm Ritterbusch & Associates. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Rob. Appreciate your inviting.
So we keep seeing stories of crude oil prices down. So why are we seeing gas prices starting to inch back up?
Well, actually, crude prices have also lifted here during the past 5 or 6 weeks. And it just so happened that gasoline prices advanced about twice as much as the crude price did for several reasons.
So what are some of those reasons? Why was gas outpacing crude oil?
A significant lift in demand due to the low prices. We've seen some nationwide strikes at some of the refineries that have disrupted output to some degree. We had a major refinery explosion out on the West Coast, and generally, when we have strong prices in Europe and in the Brent, so-called Brent benchmark, that tends to lift gasoline prices in the U.S.
Is there a seasonal angle on this too?
There is a seasonal angle. There's a pretty reliable seasonal, as a matter of fact, within the spring period ahead of the grade switchovers. We switch from the winter grade to the summer grade each May, and as a result of that shift, production costs ramp up, and people anticipate the heavier driving season, and there's a lot of speculative interest in the long side of the gasoline at this time of the year.
So do we expect gas prices to keep on going up? What's the projection for the next few months?
My projection is that we'll see these relatively higher levels sustained for a couple of months, maybe into about June, maybe early July. But I do think that by early summer, we're going to begin drafting back down again. And while I think that we've seen the lows placed for the year, I think there's a good possibility that we could see a return back to around the $2 mark.
But you're not seeing a risk of, that $3 to $4 range we were at for a while there?
I don't see that risk on the table, at least as far as this year is concerned. Looking out to next year, there's always a certain geopolitical risk given an array of cross currents, geopolitical cross currents around the globe. But by and large, we've got ample gasoline supply. Roughly 10 million barrels above normal. We've got crude stocks in the United States at the highest level they've been since about 1930. So we've got enough crude, and we've got the refinery capacity to process into gasoline. So it looks to me like this year we generally stay south of about $2.80 or so in Wisconsin anyway.
I want to get into what's fueling, if you'll forgive the word, that large amount of crude oil. Is this a lot coming from domestic production here in the U.S., in part from fracking?
Yes, that's a significant driver of that increase. We've got production in the U.S. at 30-year highs, around 9.3 million barrels a day. So if you just go back maybe 7 years or so, we've boosted that output by about 40 or 50%, and it's ongoing and hasn't run its course yet. I would say we're probably looking a couple of months down the road before we start to see reduced output production begin to level off in response to the low prices.
Are we in the United States driving down global crude oil prices because of this increased production?
Well, it's always a combination. It's not only the increased supply within the United States, but OPEC backing up to last fall had a meeting, and they opted to maintain their relatively lofty production quotas of about 30 million barrels per day. So they didn't respond to the price weakening, and as a matter of fact, the Saudis appear intent in producing at highest levels in a couple of years. So that that downside pressure is emanating from the Mid East as well as the U.S.
Did I see a reference somewhere, I thought, to maybe we're running low on storage space for crude oil waiting to be refined? Is that going to be an issue?
At some point, it could be. That's a bit stretched, though. Roughly, in the United States, we're running at about 65-70% as far as storage capacity is concerned. So we've got a ways to go, notwithstanding the fact that we're at a near-record supply. We still have a ways to go before that storage is filled. But in the meantime, we have a very stubborn crude market that doesn't want to stay much below the $50 mark. And what I see is all of this unused storage space providing a incremental source of demand. So we just keep pushing it into storage, and at some point we'll hit a storage wall, what I call it, and at that point then we could see some serious price weakening, not only in crude prices, but also at the pump and the gasoline.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. That's Jim Ritterbusch, president of the oil trading advisory firm Ritterbusch & Associates, talking about gas prices and predictions for the coming year.